Good afternoon, listeners. This is going to be about my dreams. I plan on reading things that people submit to my email, hauntedtrailspodcast@gmail.com. But since I am just starting, I am going to read my own dreams. I have a dream journal that I've kept for about 20 years. I don't put my dreams in every night, but I do have quite a few. So hopefully people will start submitting things to me before I run out of material. And before I do, I would like to say welcome to my podcast called Haunted Trails and Spoopy Tales, the podcast about paranormal and supernatural and anything and everything that goes bump in the night and that happens beyond the veil. First, on June 5th, 2017, at approximately 10:38 p.m. is the first dream. Here it goes. I don't know who the lady was, but she was Asian and she had been following me. I was at my grandmother's house in her bedroom and I heard the lady say I wasn't good enough and my work wasn't up to her standards. I was hiding from her because she became evil. Then I felt a hard hit in my side, and I was shielding myself from something she kept throwing at me. Then I saw what it was. Don't laugh. But it was a ninja star. But then it became like a boomerang, and it would just keep slamming into me with its sharp sides, and she wouldn't let up on throwing it at me. And the star would just keep circling itself back to her as she caught it, and it wouldn't even hurt her. I finally asked Jesus to help me, and that's when I woke up. It was right when I was about to be struck again, but in the head. It was actually hurting my body in my dream. Every blow sent sharp stabbing pains. I still had the pain when I woke up. I could feel the hurt in my sides, back, and stomach. I woke up and could tell that I was making noise, and I was teary-eyed. This next one was July 10th, 2022, at 4:48 p.m. My dream last night was that me and my friend Kirsten were verbally fighting with each other and calling each other cruel names. But eventually I asked her if we could be friends again, so we were. In the midst of this, I was going back and forth into a building trying to get a piece of cake. It had buttercream and it looked so good. The pieces were tiny and they were charging $10 a piece for them. I told them I'd be back with money, but every time I went back, there was an obstacle preventing me from getting it. I kept yelling, "I just want an effing piece of cake. I just want a piece of effing cake." I must have gone back about 7 times, and each time I couldn't get to it. Then I looked to the dark sky for a second and saw what sort of looked like a shooting star, a meteor. My brother Rob said something about it being time. I immediately knew Jesus was bringing us home. Water flooded over us, and it was rough water, but we weren't scared. We were thrilled. I grabbed Kirsten's hand, and we floated away together, going to heaven. It was amazing, and I smile, thinking of the joy and peace I had inside. October 31st, 2017, at 5:39 a.m., I dreamed a bunch of cops were driving past me in the opposite direction, and one of the firemen in a fire truck yelled out for me and another person to pull over. Then we were on the side of the road and ducking and covering, and were surrounded by numerous policemen out of their cars, and there was a gunman. I couldn't see him, but the cops were shooting at him. The cops were just across the way from me and another girl. The gunman came over to us and stared at her a long while. His eyes were huge and all very black, and he was pure evil. Finally, he shot her in the head a few times. I remember the feeling I had, and it was that of terror. Then he came up to me and then shot me in my head 5 times. I was on life support, and then someone was narrating my life, and the narrator said the only reason I lived was due to my ability to handle the pain meds, and my fear at the time of the shooting kept my blood pumping enough. The narrator also said I found a nice man named Stanley, and the camera showed him. He had red hair and a mustache and beard, and the narrator said he was a good man. Then my current boyfriend found out about me, and he was gone shortly after. But I was happy, and I wondered, can I be happy in a coma? The terror and the fear in that dream when I woke up, and I remember, it was just horrific. I remember my heart was beating rapidly when I'd woken up, and it was awful. I can't even imagine what people go through when there's a gunman present and just the things that have been happening recently. Now I'm going to go way back to some of my first entries in a dream journal. This one was February 18th, 1992. Robert, Valerie, and I were at Circle K. I bought a Coke, but I ended up being a dollar short. The small soda was $1.70. It was ridiculous, so we got in the truck and drove off. I ended up in this forest. I was walking on branches of these trees with my brother and his girlfriend. On the branches were coyotes, dead coyotes, spread all over them. We were crawling on these branches covered in blood. We had to sleep on these bloody branches, and the only clean area was where their baby slept. So that is all I'm going to share for this afternoon, and I will be looking up other dreams to add to next Sunday's podcast. Submit all dreams and tales that have happened to you to hauntedtrailspodcast@gmail.com. A dream itself is but a shadow. William Shakespeare. Have a great week.